is preach the truth. And the truth is, life ain't always fat and greasy. Sometimes it's tough, and sometimes it's hard. But it's in these tough times, in these hard times, when God shows up and God shows out. Can I get a witness right there? It ain't going to be wide open like it was this morning. I'm just going to talk to you tonight. Sometimes, and I made this statement this morning, it's why I went this direction tonight. Sometimes we think that our situation is so horrible. If you'll study through this Bible, some of the most amazing things you'll see come out of horrible situations. When they were at a place with no hope and no help in sight. 1 Kings chapter number 4, the Bible said, "Now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets unto Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. And thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. They're going to make slaves out of her son because of their debt. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in the house? And she said, Thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go, borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, borrow not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. In other words, God multiplied what she had. She didn't actually get more. God multiplied what she had. Let me make that statement again. Let it sink in real well. She didn't actually go and get more. God multiplied what she had. Did you know that he did that over and over in the scripture? You remember the little boy with the sack lunch and the multitude that was sitting on the grass in a desert? That always amazed me. They're sitting in grass in a desert place. Yeah. Amen. Amen, brother. Think about that one. Yeah. He can't just provide a meal. He can provide a place to sit down. Yeah. Amen. He didn't bring more fish. He didn't bring more bread. He just multiplied what they already had. In this story, we've got a little widow woman of probably a preacher. He was Elijah's servant, and he did fear the Lord. Amen. We've got a lady who is facing probably funeral expenses, I'm sure. Loss of income, no food in the house, two boys to raise, no hope, no help, and all their friends are gone, and the creditors are beating at the door. Bad situation. Bad situation. I want to tell you several things about this story tonight. We're going to go to the house. Number one, God knows our problems. You say, preacher, that's just too simple. It wouldn't be if we get a hold of it. God knows our problems. Before we ever even tell Him, before we ever even ask, that doesn't mean we shouldn't tell Him, that doesn't mean we shouldn't ask, but God already, listen, the Bible said the eyes of the Lord are in every place beholding the evil and the good. God knows where you are. Sometimes we don't know where God is. Can I get a witness right there? There have been times in my life I prayed and prayed, couldn't find God with the FBI. Amen. But God knew where I was at. God always knew where I was at. All through this Bible, He always knew where His children are. He always knew where His servants are. He knows. You say, preacher, God just, oh yeah, He knows. He knows right where you are. You say, what good is that? If He knows where you are, He knows what's wrong. Amen. God knows exactly what our problems are. He knows how long you've been looking for a job. He knows how many bills are piled up wherever you keep your bills in your house. He knows how many phone calls you're dodging a week from bill collectors. He knows. Let me tell you something. Somebody came to me frantic a couple of weeks ago because they were fixing to lose their vehicles. I don't know how many years ago it's been now, probably 15, no, longer than that, probably 17 years ago. My wife and I stood on our porch and watched them tow them away. That day, Brother Warren, that was a horrible thing. It was embarrassing.
Yes.
It was demeaning.
Yeah.
But looking back on it now, they wasn't nothing but pieces of junk cars.
Right.
I mean, they weren't even nice cars. We're fine.
Yeah.
Do you understand that?
Yeah.
I thought about this while I was getting ready today. And my wife may remember, but I don't even remember what kind of cars they were. Do you? That's how insignificant that is now. What I'm saying is God knows where you are, and He knows what your problems are, and He knows how big the difficulties are you're facing. But I promise you, if you'll be faithful, if you'll hang on to God, there may come a day when you look back and you won't even remember what color your problem was.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. God knows where we are. I find great confidence in that. God knew exactly where this woman was. He knew exactly what her need was. Why did her need get met? Anybody got any idea? Anybody got any idea why her need got met? Watch what she said. Thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord.
Yes. Amen.
I believe that's why this miracle took place, Brother Freddie. I believe the whole answer is why this whole thing, or the whole answer why this thing took place is found in verse 1. There was somebody that feared God. There was somebody that faithful.
Yeah.
God never hangs His faithful out to dry for long.
Amen, brother.
Amen.
Oh, we have to go through it, but God don't leave us.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
We have to go through trials and testings, but hey, if we'll just stay faithful. When the chip, two worst times I see people quit on God. Good times and bad times. That's true. Somebody comes into a lot of money, phew, they gone. Oh, we get this money. Preacher, somebody told me one time, said, we get this settlement. We going to do this and that. They got the settlement, I heard, through the grapevine because I didn't see them no more. Amen.
Amen.
Or let them get flat on their back. Get bitter at God. We all right? They may stick around for a little bit till they realize the church is broke too and can't help them.
Amen.
I told a fellow the other day, I said, if you dare call another pastor and give him my name as a reference while you're bumming across this country, I'm going to whoop you when I see you. I'm serious. I went for about 6 weeks, got a call from a different pastor nearly every day asking about the same guy. He goes to a town, gets a phone book, church, and just starts calling him. And some of them dumb enough to give him something. Well, it got quiet. I don't even know why I said that. God knows where we are. And God knows what our problem is. And some of us are going through it right now. What are you saying, preacher? I'm saying be still.
Amen.
I'm saying be very still. You get down, you get discouraged, you get depressed. Like the preacher said last Sunday night, don't make any major decisions about your life.
Amen.
Just be still and wait on God.
Amen.
Amen. Why? Because He knows your problem. He has not forgotten you. Are you listening?
Amen.
Amen. Number two, He knows our problems. Secondly, He hears our prayers. It's that simple. God hears me when I pray.
Amen,
can I say it again? God hears me when I pray.
Amen.
Now, be it He don't always answer when I pray, but He always answers.
Amen.
My son, Levi, he's laid out tonight. They went and heard the Rochesters. Don't get mad at them. I'd have went too if I didn't have to pray. They don't come this close that often. But Levi, when he was a little boy, he wanted him a deer rifle. I'm talking about a little boy. Did I give it to him right away?
No.
But did I give it to him? Yeah. I took it from Jason and gave it to Levi. Amen. I answered my son's request, but in the right time. God still hears our prayers. Just because he hadn't come through like gangbusters, he may be waiting on the right time. You need to understand, God's timing is very important in your life. Amen. I've tried to tell young people that forever. Brother Eddie, she's the one for me. Yeah, but she's 12. Maybe. I fell in love with Angie. She's 12 years old. I don't mean a crush. I don't mean puppy love. I fell in love, told my mama, I will marry that girl. Mama said, oh, no, son, you'll get over her. I'm still trying. I ain't got over her yet, Brother Todd. Thank God. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Right thing, wrong time. Are you listening?
Amen.
Right now, to get everything you're asking God for may do you more harm than good. So we need to understand that God hears our prayers, but God also knows better what we need and when we need than we know ourselves. You said, you just cannot make me believe that it's God's will for me to suffer. Well, I don't know so much about that. I got a cell phone number for Brother Randy Pike up in South Carolina. You can call him and ask him that question.
Yeah.
Call and ask him what he thinks about that.
He's
been walking on crutches for the majority of his life. He was hurt in a football accident as a young boy. And he told me right out of his own mouth, God had to cripple him. So he could use him. God had to break him, and he may have to break you.
Yes, sir. Amen.
You may not be on crutches tonight, but you may be going through the ringer a little bit.
Amen.
And all God may be doing is breaking down your pride.
Yes, sir.
Getting you to a place where you're humble.
Yes, sir.
Getting you to a place where you're empty so he can fill you.
Amen.
And use you.
Yes,
is that all right tonight?
Amen.
I said God knows our problems. Number two, God does hear our prayers. How many of you, be honest, let me put both my hands up so you won't feel guilty. Have you ever got discouraged in your prayer life?
Yes, sir.
I mean, to the point you quit?
Yep.
Thank you, Brother Allen. Well, what's the use of praying? Ain't nothing happening. Do you know how long I've been praying for a check? A long time. When we came into this building, the Holy Spirit spoke to my heart and said he'd take care of it. And I believed then. Well, back in those days, it was when Sister Barbara, your husband, was hooking me and Evander Holyfield up. And I believe it was God's will that Evander Holyfield pay this property off. And I think he would have had his wife not found out the day after I talked to him that he had a baby with another woman. That kind of shot our check in the foot. Amen. But I've been asking God about this for a long time. Do you know there have been periods, Brother Charles, when I quit praying about it?
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But you know what? Every time I do, Brother Dwayne, all I got to do is go back there and sit in that balcony, right there where Donna Massey's sitting tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Right there is where God spoke to my heart.
Yes.
You know what I'm going to do? If I have to wait like Abraham did on Isaac,
amen.
I'm going to keep praying,
yes.
And I'm going to keep waiting on that check. Why? Because I know God still hears my prayers.
Amen.
I know His timing's important.
Yes,
so if the answer hadn't come, I'm not ready for it.
Yeah.
I've prayed some other things about this property and buildings on this property that I wouldn't even tell you from the pulpit. I really have. And I believe God's going to handle things.
Yes.
In His time and in His way.
Yes, sir.
Now, the very worst thing I could do is scheme up something in my head to try to fix this myself. I know one preacher that tore his church all to pieces. They got in a building program and started selling those, what were they called, Brother Charles, you remember? Bonds. Started selling those bonds. Woo! I don't know all the details about that, but it's a mess. You don't think I ain't had people call and say, hey, if you'd sell this, I ain't selling nothing. I'm waiting on God. You all right? Brother Warren wrote up a paper a while back. We wrote a letter to the Lord. promised we would never go in debt over our heads again if he'd pay this place off. And we signed it. I think Brother Freddie signed it too. Did you sign it? Okay. What are you saying? We're just going to trust God that he, number one, he knows our problems, and number two, he hears our prayers. So what if you've had to pray it more than one time?
Yes, sir.
Keep praying and keep trusting God. Amen?
Amen?
Number three, watch this. God uses what we have. God uses what we already have. Somebody told me the other day, I wish God would send us somebody with a whole lot of money. Most of the time, they're the tightest people in the place. It's the poor folks that give. Let me tell you something. I would rather have 350, 400 poor folks than one millionaire. I'm being honest with you. I'm not against rich people. I'm not. I'd take them if they come. I ain't turning nobody away. But I found out people that ain't got much are more freer with what they got.
Yes.
It's either it's easier to tithe $10 on $100 than it is, what, $10,000 on a million? $100,000 on a million? It's easier to write a $10 check than it is a $100,000 check. That's true. I don't care how rich you are. A $100,000 check's hard to write. I guess. I ain't never wrote one. I'd like to. If you promise you won't take it to the bank, let me write you one just so I know what it feels like. Amen. God uses what we have.
Yes, he does, bro.
You know what he said to Moses? Famous statement. Pharaoh's coming. The Red Sea's in front of him. Impossible situation. Moses said, God, you brought us out here today. He said, what you got in your hand? Brother Fisher preached a message on that one time. What is that in? What is in thy hand? You know what it was? It was his rod. He said, raise it up. See the salvation of the Lord. God uses what we have. This little widow, what did Elisha ask her? First question, what is in thine house? What have ye in thine house? Something like that. He said, what you got? Give me something to work with. We want God just to dump it all out, but God's saying, what have you got? Give me something to work with. What have you got? Well, I got some willing people. Okay, that's a start. I got some folks that are broke, but they still love God enough that they give of their tithes and their offering. Hey, that's a start. Hey, there's a bunch of hungry people here, Andrew. How are we going to feed these folks? He said, well, there's a lad here with a small lunch. Five loaves and two fish? Three. Two. Got five loaves and two fish. But what are they among so many? You know what Jesus said? Famous statement. Give it to me.
Yes.
But what is it among so many? What are you going to do with that? You're going to start a fight. You break out a Happy Meal in the middle of 10,000 hungry Baptists, you're in trouble. Just give it to me. Do you ever got the mentality that what you have to give God is so little that it ain't even worth putting in?
Do
you ever get that out? I used to. What I have is so little it won't make a difference. That little boy's lunch did.
Yes, it did.
Jesus thought more of that little widow woman that put in her little old pennies than he did that crowd that was putting in the big bills. Let me tell you something. You don't think your little is much when God is in it?
Yes.
Did y'all ever get me a total? Shame. It's her fault. We started taking up pocket change for our kids months ago. It's just this year. I know for a fact by now we've probably up in around $3,000.
We have almost 400 in the last 2 weeks.
Almost 400 just in the last 2 weeks. That's in pocket change. What you could dig out of the seat of your car or your couch. It's amazing when we put our little bit together what God can do with it.
Yes, sir. Amen, brother.
God uses what you have. Ma'am, what you got in the house? I just got a bottle of oil is all I got.
Yeah.
Well, go borrow a bunch of vessels.
Yeah.
You know what she had to be willing to do? She had to be willing to pour out all she had.
Yeah.
That's good right there, Rachel.
Amen.
She had to be willing to pour out all she had.
Amen.
The very worst thing you could ever do when tough time comes is stop giving God what's already His. You better be willing to keep pouring it out. You know what she did? She poured and 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 she poured. Till there wasn't nothing left. If there'd have been more vessels, there'd have been more oil.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Amen. What are you saying? Don't focus so much on what you don't have. Don't focus so much on what you ain't got. I've got a big problem with that. There's so many things I want. I worry about a bass boat. Why worry about something I ain't got? I'll get one of these days. Lord willing. Amen. Say amen right there.
Amen.
That's shouting ground. Amen. I got bills laying at home too. But I ain't going to fail going to sleep tonight if I ain't got money to pay. I ain't going to worry about what I ain't got. But I'm going to use what I have got wisely. Amen. God knows our problems. He hears our prayers. And He uses what we have. Fourthly, but God always requires full obedience. Are you listening? God always, you know what the Bible said? Obedience is better than sacrifice. There's nothing greater in the entire Word of God you can do than just to obey God. Ain't nothing great. What if I preached a great sermon and thousands were saved? Ain't better than obedience.
Amen.
Of course, that may be an act of obedience, but still, you understand what I'm saying? Total obedience is always required. A lot of times we know what God wants us to do and we do it partially. Can I get it? Y'all know what I'm talking about? If I'd have been this woman and a pot of oil was all I had, I'd have said, well, I'll give him a tenth. You know what we do with our paycheck? If we do it at all? I'll give a little, maybe half. How about that? Boy, that's big. Woo! You gotta give it all. You gotta give it all. Remember the old king? Who was a leper? Was it Naaman? And he went to the prophet. And the prophet told him, said, you gotta go down to the Jordan and dip in that thing seven times. And he griped about it, and his servant said, man, what have you got to lose?
Yeah.
He dipped once, he come up and complained. He dipped again, he came up and complained. Three times, four times, five times, six times, he still eat up with leprosy. Why? Because God said seven.
Yeah.
Why seven? Oh, what's that the number of? I don't give flip what's the number of.
Yeah. Amen.
Don't try to spiritualize something. God just said seven times. I mean, there may be some spiritual to it, but it's just simple enough that God said, do it.
Yeah.
Amen, brother.
The old servant standing there going, King, one more time. What's the use? I'll tell you what the use is. You ain't yet to do what God said do.
Yeah.
One more time.
Yeah.
They said he dipped that one more time, just like God said to do. And you know what? He come up. They said his skin was like the skin of a baby.
Yeah. Yes.
Why? Obedience. Amen. Obedience. Abraham, all through the Bible. Abraham, probably one of the toughest, what is it, Genesis 22. God said, Abraham, take now thy son, thine only son, whom thou lovest, and offer him for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains, which I'll tell thee of. So Abraham takes Isaac, that promised seed, that promised son, that's going to multiply. That's where Abraham's thinking. Okay, God tells me to kill my son, but he's already told me he's going to make a nation of people out of him. God puts Isaac on the donkey. He gets the wood and the fire, and off to Mount Moriah they go. He puts him on the altar, draws the knife. He is so bent on obeying God that God had to stop him.
Yes, sir.
I promise you, if you'll just be obedient. I don't know why I'm going through this, God, but yes, sir. I trust you. We've got to be obedient. God's promises or God's provision always requires complete or full obediences. Fifthly, and I'm done, God always keeps. keeps his promises.
Yes, sir.
God always keeps his. How many of you feel like God's ever promised you something? Maybe even claimed a verse. Come on. Every promise in the book is mine, every chapter, every verse, every line. You say, well, God let me down. No, he hadn't. Maybe you just got tired of waiting. Maybe you're too impatient. Maybe God's trying to teach you patience. Could it be? Have you ever prayed for patience? Lord, give me patience. Give it to me now. I'm the most impatient person alive. Ain't a mom. I ain't no doubt about it. I'm impatient. No, Brother Tony said, no, my wife is. I'm impatient.
Yes, sir.
Maybe God's trying to teach us something. But I promise you this, God ain't lied. God didn't lie to me sitting up there in that balcony. It's been 11 years ago now, I think. God didn't lie to me sitting up there. Brother Charles, when he gave me peace about that, do you know how foolish that was in the eyes of the flesh? I'll tell you this and I'm done. I walked into the bank right down here, Regions Bank of Villarica, Georgia. I sat down with the president of the bank. He said, can I help you? I said, I'm Pastor Eddie White. He said, well, good. Can I help you?
Yeah.
I said, we want to buy this church over here. He said, First Baptist? I said, yes, sir. I said, we want to buy it. He said, how much money you got? I said, we ain't got no money. He said, how much you need to borrow? I said, I think they're wanting $1.4 million for it. I filled out the paperwork. I didn't even know how to write it. So I spelled it out. I didn't know how many zeros. I had no idea. I really didn't. I felt like an idiot. He said, how many people are going to sign for the note? I said, ain't nobody signing for it. I said, if the property ain't worth what they're asking for, we don't want it. I said, if it won't stand for itself, we don't need to be buying it. He said, you don't understand, son. You don't do business like that. I said, oh, well. He said, well, let me see your audit from your CPA. I said, what's a CPA? He said, you're an accountant. I said, that'd be Brother Charles. And I had one of them old-timey cloth-bound ledger books. Y'all know what I'm talking about?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And that was our records. I throwed it up there on his desk. He started laughing. He said, can I see your papers of incorporation? I said, we ain't no business, man. We a church. He said, you're not incorporated? I said, no, sir. He said, I'm sorry, son. He said, we just don't. You don't do business like that. I walked out of there shot in the foot and discouraged. You got to understand, one Saturday before, I sat in that balcony and God said, this is it. You're home. Don't look any further. Don't even pray anymore. This is it. I said, but God, it's $1.4 million. He said, I didn't ask you how much it was. I said, you're home. Several things God's spoken clear to me about over the years, and that's one of them.
Hallelujah.
I hate to tell you what I was doing on Monday, but I was playing golf, a game which I've grown to hate. They said it makes you relax. Makes me cuss. Makes me thank them anyway. I like to hunt and fish, so I knock them in the water and in the woods. Amen. I didn't have no cell phone back in. I had a beeper. You remember that beeper, Brother Charles?
Yeah.
And that beeper, beep, 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 beep. And Sister Angie. I think she was homeschooling our kids at the time, or working in our school. She said, this guy just called from the bank and needs you to call him. It was that bank president. I called him back on the phone. I said, sir, can I help you? He said, yeah, I just thought I'd run this by you. He said, really? He said, I thought it'd be funny. We had a board meeting this morning. He said, and the board of directors of the bank, we met together. And he said, I just thought it'd be funny telling him about our meeting. He said, I figured they'd get a kick out of it. He said, you know what they did? He said, they voted 100% to give you the money.
Yeah.
You see, what that guy did not know is in the millennial reign of Christ, I'm going to run that bank. Amen. Jay Collins won't be the mayor around here no more. No, sir. Are you listening? Do you worry about the bills, preacher? Yes, I do. But I always go back to that promise. God, I did this. It was foolish. There was way less of us than what there is here tonight, wasn't there, Brother Charles? I mean, we had a decent crowd, but we were really just a handful. I mean, some of y'all been in our old church.
Amen.
You know what this whole town said? Every preacher I know said, he's crazy. They'll bankrupt within a year. That's what they said. It's been 11, Brother Charles. They just renewed our loan again. And you know what? I looked, I don't know what the offering was tonight. Brother Tom had to go home. He's got a sick wife. But this morning, now this is going to blow your mind. It makes me sick, but it'll blow your mind. Oh, there he is. Our offering this morning. Now watch this. We got a $6,000 a week budget. Our offering this morning was $2,442. If I remember right, that's somewhere in the neighborhood, Brother Charles, what our offerings were running before we ever came here.
You're right, brother. You're right.
Amen. We got the same coming in, Brother Freddie, with 3 to 4 times the people. That's cause to worry. You know how it is when no money's coming in. It just don't last forever. It snowballs. But I'll go back up there and sit down on that balcony right there. And I'll bow my head and say, God, I'm here because you said.
Yeah.
I look like a fool in front of my peers, in front of my friends, because you said. I stepped down on a limb, God, but I brung you with me.
Yeah. Amen.
God always keeps his promises.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Somebody said, preacher, if somebody brought you a check for enough to pay the building off, did you have a heart attack? No. I'd shout and do cartwheels. Run up and down the road like a wild man,
amen,
screaming and hollering. I would. I'd squeal like a girl. Whee! But I wouldn't be blown away. Why? God said he'd do it. God said he'd do it. Simple thought tonight. He knows our problems. He hears our prayers. He uses what we have, even though little it may be.
Yes, sir.
This is the big one, though. He does require full obedience.
Yes. Amen.
Don't expect God to do what he said he'd do if you ain't doing what he told you to do.
Amen.
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 And then God always keeps his promises. Amen. Let's stand to our feet. He said, boy, the preacher didn't really preach tonight. Yeah, I did.